From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
So I heard you're in California this past week?
Yeah, this past week I spoke at the annual convention of the Law School Admissions Council. And, I have a law degree from the University of Virginia, even though I've never practiced or never took the bar exam. So it was a real honor and a pleasure to go out there.
Yeah, I bet it was. I understand your brother's a lawyer.
Older brother is a graduate of Harvard Law School and is a partner in a major firm in Los Angeles. And I told the group that this was a guilty pleasure of mine speaking to them because my brother had never been invited to speak at the group.
But I bet you talked about puzzles and not about law.
Much more about puzzles. Yeah, we had a good time.
I bet you did. Well, I think a lot of people had a good time working on the challenge that you gave for us last week. And it's one of these kind of complicated ones with four-letter word squares. Would you repeat it?
Yes, I asked everyone to try to make a 4x4 word square with different words reading across and down. And the object was to use the letter L as many times as possible, but not to use plurals or verbs formed by adding S.
All right. Well, what was your answer?
Well, my best answer had 7 L's, and it involved the words lily, aloe, A-L-O-E, mill, and ball, B-A-L-L. Coming down, that makes lamb, ilia, lol, and yell. And another fine answer was call, oleo, lull, and amyl. A-M-Y-L, making cola, alum, lily, and lol coming down. We accepted any answer with 7 L's that worked.
We had over 300 entries from people who had answers that worked, and our winner randomly selected from those correct answers is Phil Goldberg, and he joins us from Nashville, Tennessee. Hi, Phil.
Hello, Leanne.
What do you do there, Phil?
I am a songwriter, and I'm also an educator with the Nashville Songwriters Association International.
Oh, well, I suppose if Will has rhyming puzzles in mind, you're a shoo-in, right?
If I have my rhyming dictionary.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
My cousin Larry Evans introduced me to it about 2 years ago, but I am an inveterate New York Times crossword puzzle solver.
All right. Well, it sounds like you're ready to play.
A little nervous, but ready.
All right. Will meet Phil. Phil meet Will. Let's play.
All right, Phil. Today's puzzle is called Hidden Ants, A-N-T-S. I'm afraid it doesn't involve rhyming or music, but every answer is a familiar two-word phrase that contains the consecutive letters A-N-T. And specifically, the first word of the phrase will end in A-N, and the second word will start with T. For example, if I said a small baked dessert with nuts, you would say pecan tart. All right, number one is nickname for Boston.
Beantown.
Beantown, excellent. Number two, hiker's path from Georgia to Maine.
Appalachian Trail.
That's right. Oklahoma, before it was Oklahoma.
It's going to be something territory. Now the question is what kind of territory it was.
Who lived there before the white settlers?
Indian territory.
Indian territory is right. For a right triangle, A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
That's the Pythagorean theorem.
Excellent. Brand of luggage.
American Tourister.
Very nice. Something extremely hard to do.
A Sisyphean task or something like that?
Yeah, what other kind of task? And also coming from Greek mythology.
Herculean task?
Herculean task, that's it. Card game, also called Parliament or Sevens.
A card game.
You know, this came up about 10 years ago, Leanne, and you got the answer that time.
You're kidding me.
and it's a card game. It's also called Parliament or what else is it called?
Sevens. I'll just tell you. It's Fantan.
Fantan.
Ah, all right.
Oh, you're mistaking me for another host that's on this show.
Okay, fill in the blank. Greenwich blank.
Meridian time.
Or mean time.
Mean time.
What you might need if your heart or kidney gives out.
An organ transplant.
Yes. Welsh poet who wrote, "Do not go gentle into that good night."
Thomas.
That's right. Zulu, Hottentot, or Tutsi.
How about African tribe?
Yes. Allied armored vehicle in World War II.
Something.
What kind of tank? Named after a famous general.
No. It's not.
Civil War general, right?
Yes, yes.
Sherman tank.
Sherman tank is right. Path an egg takes from the ovary.
What's the type of the tube? Fallopian tube.
That's it, fallopian tube. What a walk, don't walk sign regulates.
Pedestrian traffic.
Yes. Macbeth or Antony and Cleopatra.
Shakespearean tragedy.
Excellent. And your last one, prestigious college football award.
A Heisman Trophy.
Nice job.
Ding, 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 Phil.
Well, I'm going to go out tonight and play Fantan.
Nice work, Phil, without a rhyming dictionary. Playing our puzzle today, you're going to get, however, a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and the New York Times Will Short's Favorite Sunday Crossword Puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Phil, what's your public radio station? What station do you listen to us?
It is Nashville Public Radio, WPLN 90.3 FM.
Right, PLN, stand for Public Library, Nashville, WPLN. Phil Goldberg in Nashville, Tennessee. Hey, you were a treat. Thanks for playing with us today.
Thank you for having me. It was great.
It was fun. You were great. All right, Will, a challenge for everyone to work on during the week.
Yes, this week's challenge comes from listener Paul Deering of Rochester, New York. Name two fruits. Say their names out loud to produce a two-word phrase meaning today. What is it? So again, name two particular fruits. If you say their names out loud, they'll sound like a two-word phrase meaning today. What is it?
You know, if I see people walking down the street just naming fruits out loud, I think I don't know what I'm going to do. And it may be you, and you may get the answer. And when you have it, send an email to us at puzzle@npr.org. Once again, for puzzle entries, the email address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner. And you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. And Will, this was a great puzzle today. Thanks a lot,
Leanne.